Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now in this audio, I'll talk about meter. M-E-T-E-R, meter. Now, usse bhi pehle aapko ek word ka matlab pata hona chahiye. Prosody. P-R-O-S-O-D-Y. Prosody. Prosody kya hota hai? As a matter of definition, prosody can be said to be a study of versification in literature. So, prosody includes meter, rhythm, rhyme, stanza, all of this. All of this is included in the study of prosody. But in this audio, we'll discuss the component meter. So, meter as a definition, kya hota hai? Basically, meter refers to the pattern of stressed and unstressed syllables in verse. Pattern of stressed and unstressed syllables in verse. And in English verse, a meter is based on stress rather than quantity. So, a line may have a fixed number of syllables and yet have a varying number of stresses. And in English verse, the following meters are the commonest. Kaun-kaun se hain? First is iambic, second trochaic, third anapestic, fourth dactylic, fifth spondaic, sixth pionic. तो ये छह डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ मीटर्स हैं जो आपको हमेशा ध्यान में रखना है. बिकॉज फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू देर कैन बी एंड देर हैव बीन डायरेक्ट क्वेश्चंस ऑन ऑल ऑफ दिस एज टू व्हाट इज डेक्टाइलिक, व्हाट इज एनापेस्टिक, व्हाट इज स्पोंडाइक. इन सब पे क्वेश्चन आए हुए हैं. सो आयम्बिक में क्या होता है? इन आयम्बिक देर इज वन स्ट्रेस्ड फॉलोड बाय स्ट्रेस्ड सिलेबल. ठीक है, तो दो होते हैं. ट्रोकाइक में क्या होता है? जस्ट द ऑपोजिट ऑफ आयम्बिक. मतलब इन ट्रोकाइक देर इज stressed syllable, after that unstressed. उसके बाद anapestic. Anapestic में क्या होता है? There are two unstressed syllables followed by one stressed syllable. ठीक है, two unstressed followed by stressed. Dactylic में क्या होता है? Opposite. Opposite of anapestic मतलब first stressed syllable followed by two unstressed syllables. उसके बाद spondaic. Spondaic में क्या होता है? It has two stressed syllables. ठीक है, two stressed syllables. उसके बाद है pionic. Pionic में क्या होता है? One stressed syllable followed by three unstressed syllables. ठीक है, one stressed followed by three unstressed syllables. And there is also a very famous poem by Coleridge, which is titled Metrical Feet. मतलब poem का title ही है Metrical Feet. And if you read this poem, it becomes very clear and very easy to remember what is trochaic, what is spondaic. It's a kind of mnemonic that Coleridge has made in the poem itself. Now let me read out this poem, few lines of this poem. I quote, trochee trips from long to short, from long to long in solemn sort. Slow spondy stalks, strong foot yet ill able, ever to come with the dactyl trisyllable. Iambics march from short to long, with a leap and a bound, the swift anapests throng. Unquote. ठीक है, so it's a kind of mnemonic that you can memorize if you just have to keep in mind what is the difference between anapestic, trochaic, pionic. So from an exam point of view, you should remember these various meters. Exam में direct सवाल आते हैं इस पे. And one more related issue to this is what is monometer, what is dimeter, trimeter, tetrameter, pentameter, hexameter. ये बहुत बार literature में हम पढ़ते हैं. So what do these terms denote? See, these terms denote the number of feet per line. ठीक है, for example, in monometer, as the name indicates, there is one. Number of feet, मतलब one feet is there per line. Dimeter, two feet are there. Trimeter, three. Tetrameter, four. Pentameter, five. Hexameter, six. Hepta, seven. Octa, eight. So, very easy to understand and easy to remember.